Hi, I'm Bailey, and basically, I'm giving you my best. Welcome to the podcast. We'll be discussing a wide variety of topics from health and wealth to motherhood and homeschooling, and even some conspiracy theories. We'll dive into how these topics intersect and impact our lives. We'll explore ways to maintain good physical and mental health while also building wealth and navigating the challenges of motherhood. So grab something to sip and join us for a lighthearted yet deeply passionate podcast. Welcome to Basically Bailey's Best. Hi, welcome to the podcast. I'm going to be real frank. I have not had a waking moment to myself to even record podcasts, and that's why my last episode was literally December 6th. I couldn't record anything in January, and I'm back in February on February 14th, so it's halfway through the month, but it's also Valentine's Day. So if you're listening to this, please know that this is sent with love on Valentine's Day, no matter when you're listening, okay? So today, I am just going to dive right in and talk about things that drag you versus things that drive you. And both have a force of energy behind them that can be very powerful, okay? Let's think about, well, hold on. First of all, welcome to the podcast. And if you're listening to this, hi, my name's Bailey. I'm your bestie in basically just giving you my best, okay? I am from Greenville, South Carolina. I am a mom of two that became, I went from corporate working or waitress mom to corporate working mom to stay-at-home mom, getting really resourceful in how I earn an income through the shamdemic, that's what I call it. And I am just here to share what's on my heart. And this podcast, I talk a lot on my social medias, but this podcast kind of just gives me an additional layer of depth and warmth that maybe is a little bit more controversial to talk about, or you might get canceled on social media. So buckle up, buttercup. Anyway, all right, so welcome back to our little cozy corner of the podcast internet, where we just dive into all things life and love and empowerment. And today I want to just chat about the topics about the drag versus drive. Okay. So again, buckle up. I just feel like, have you ever felt like you're just being weighed down by the burdens of life? And I know, especially in today's economy, society, all the things that are happening in the world, it is very easy to be very weighed down by the burdens of life. So it could be a toxic relationship, it could be a job that drains you, or simply just not taking care of yourself the way that you deserve because it feels like it's just impossible. Like we get stuck in decision fatigue. There's things that drag us down. But amidst all of that chaos, there are also things that light a fire within us and propel us forward to our dreams and desires. And it could be a passion project, it could be a supportive friend, or it could simply just be choosing to prioritize your well-being. And I'm not only talking about, you know, the quick workout, simple nutrition, and Christ-centered accountability that I've run from month to month, but even just in your friendships and in your career. And in the midst of like all these twists and turns, I do believe that God speaks to us in very like subtle signs and nudges. Sometimes he screams at me and I don't listen, but he ultimately is just guiding us towards the path that we're meant to walk. So whether it is a career move, like pivoting from corporate to having a side gig, or going from network marketing into digital marketing, or maybe it's just homeschooling your children, or maybe it's, you don't even know what the heck digital marketing is. Trust that there is a plan for you, and that we need to kind of take our power back and embrace the journey that we're on and remember that you are capable of achieving anything that you set your mind to. I know that sounds silly, but like we can do all things through Christ. That doesn't mean he's going to make us famous NFL stars and we're going to be amazing at football. But if it's on your path, it's meant for you. So stay strong, stay fabulous, and just keep being a light in the world. So today, I just wanted to dive a little bit deeper into how I've just been creating passive income in a new way. I created a brand new Instagram account called @yourbestiebailey, and it's totally separate. It's brand new, and it is specifically talking about the ways that I have diversified my income over the last 4 years. So if you are brand new, or if you've ever followed me on my Basically Bailey's Best, which is like my original OG blog name, the vlog name basically from YouTube, I have been in photography. I have been in life coaching. I was making beaded bracelets with wood from Jerusalem that I was praying over. I am definitely a resourceful individual, and I got to a point when I was in corporate that I just could no longer hide who I was. And I feel like with corporate, you definitely have to, like, there's a difference between being a professional and then just completely changing your personality in order to fit into this quote corporate world. Especially as a single mom, it was really isolating and super stressful. Even when I did get married and I had like the support of my husband, it just, corporate to me just did not suit me being a parent. Even when I wasn't homeschooling, even when I had no intention of being a stay-at-home parent, corporate drained the life out of me. And it wasn't until my mom died at the end of 2018, trying to go back to work at like January, February of 2019. And I got to a point where I was like, what the frick am I doing with my life? I'm wearing pantsuits. I'm wearing heels that I don't even like. I'm talking to a bunch of old men and trying to convince them that I'm really good at reading this long insurance policy. That also makes me want to vomit because I'm not good with attention to detail. I'm a dreamer. I'm a visionary. I'm a big picture person. And I finally just said, I'm done. And I said, I can figure something else out. So I dove into photography and teaching myself like the different aspects of photography. And then I was like, okay, this is taking a lot of time between going to the physical shoots and editing and all that. I know I could make good money, but at what cost? So that didn't really work for me. And then obviously the pandemic hit and I became a stay-at-home mom, and I was virtual schooling my eight-year-old and then trying to heal my postpartum body with a newborn and nursing and all that stuff. And I was not in the right headspace, but I tried to do the bracelets, and then I was doing some life coaching, but then it kind of became, again, time and supply and demand. Like, was the time away from my family or away from doing things that I love doing, like, you know, going for a walk or going out to dinner with a friend, all those things, were they worth taking time away from my life? And it became a no. It became a hard no. Okay. So then, obviously postpartum, needing to work out, I joined a network marketing team that was called Beachbody, now Body. And I just was like, I want to be skinny. I don't care what I have to do. I just want to be skinny. I wasn't in the right headspace. And slowly but surely, it turned into a mindset shift where I was surrounded by strong women who had walked through this form of postpartum that I was in, and they were finding joy in their movement and their nutrition and in their community. I was not interested in the community at all at first. I honestly like dragged my feet on it. And then now it's literally like I'm obsessed with it, and I have my own team, and they're wonderful and they're amazing. And I've also turned this into an income through my own health and wellness journey. I share on my social media about how this has transformed my life, how it's super simple to plug into my day. And I drink my Shakeology superfoods. I have my little energy mocktail that's AKA my pre-workout and my electrolytes that I love drinking. And I just share openly about how that has created value in my life while also earning me an income. Okay. But, okay, big old chunky but, there comes a time where you see things you can't unsee and you feel things you can't unfeel. And with my network marketing, I felt like I was limiting myself to different forms of income by putting all my eggs in one basket, right? And I think the same thing about corporate. All your eggs are in one basket if you're only working that one job. But we can't take more time out of our day and away from our families and deflate our mental health in order to make a dime, right? So I dove into the world of affiliate marketing. What is that? I use this skincare called Herbal Face Foods. It is incredible. It's like my mature skincare. And I'm not saying mature like 50 plus. I'm saying like mature. I'm not using e.l.f. Cosmetics to wash my 31-year-old face, almost 32-year-old face. It is rejuvenating my skin. It is healing my acne. It is healing my scarring. I actually use it on my stretch marks on my stomach. And I swear it heals my acne faster. It makes me feel so good and so confident that I can walk out of the house without makeup and feel good. Okay. So I started using that, and they have an affiliate program where they actually give me 30% of a sale that's made. It's no additional cost to the person who wants to already purchase it. So I just share. I'm just sharing what I love about Herbal Face Foods. And when people purchase it, it's the same transaction for them. But for me, for sharing it and you shopping through my link, I get a 30% commission. So it's been wonderful. It's been like a little side gig of additional income. And I also like, if I wanted to, I could just use that to pay for the product that I'm already using. Does that make sense? Like, and I do that with Earthly, which is herbal supplements that I use in place of traditional like Western medicine. So like for an upset tummy, instead of taking Pepto-Bismol, I would use Feel Better Fast, which has natural herbal remedies in it, not just to mask the nausea, but to heal the gut and to heal the nausea. And that's something that I've been learning about a ton. So what I'm using, I'm sharing. Those are the only two that I'm partnered with right now. One, because like my capacity to take on all these new things, obviously I don't want to spread myself too thin. But two, those are just like two things that I'm actually using and I actually love. If you're interested in any of these, I'll link them in the show notes. Or if you have any questions, obviously reach out to me on either of my social medias, which will also be linked in the show notes. But that's just another way that I've earned income. So one, network marketing. Two, affiliate marketing. Three has been digital marketing. Okay. So I made an ADHD planner and it's beautiful. Again, linked in the show notes. I had a problem. Yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. How many times have you heard that on my podcast? I can't say that without saying that. Okay. So I made the digital product. It was so cute. It was so amazing. It solved a need. I put it up on my social media. Boom. A couple people bought it. I got like $60, $70 in sales. And I was like, that's cool. But then it flatlined. And I was like, why is this flatlining? Like, I'm marketing it the way that I feel like it's pretty good. You know, I've been on social media for 3 or 4 years and doing network marketing, which is also just, you know, social media is a free platform. Why is this like flatlining? So then this thing took the internet by storm. It was called MRR, Master Resale Rights. And at first I had really mixed signals about it. I had a lot of people over here saying it's a scam. How dare you prey on, you know, small accounts and stay at home moms and pretend like they're going to make $1 million off of this. And then on the other hand, I had people who were like, holy crap, this just taught me a transferable skill in digital marketing and has taught me one, how to make digital products, two, how to market them and get them in front of the right people on social media that actually want to buy and not just asking people to buy, but putting it in front of the people who want to buy. And three, how to run a digital marketing business and where to check out, how to sell it, how much to sell it for, what type of products would I make, what expertise do I have, what are my brand colors, how do you market it on social media, are hashtags in or hashtags out, do I have to dance and do all these crazy things in order to get people's attention? So, with that being said, the fourth kind of extension of number three, digital marketing, is a course that I bought called Simply Passive that has Master Resale Rights. So Master Resale Rights is basically a type of licensing agreement that allows you to resell the same exact product for 100% profit. Okay. So digital marketing product, my ADHD planner. I made that. I sold it for like $70. Didn't really make anything, right? So the Simply Passive course is $387, or you can do a payment plan of $97 for three payments. $97 down and $97 for three payments. And so I saw this girl. She seemed relatable. I'd seen the MRR literally all over the internet, and I was honestly sick of seeing it. I was like very annoyed. I was like, this is just another thing. That's another trend that's going to go away, blah, blah, blah. But then this girl reached out to me and was like, hey, have you heard of it? And I was like, yeah, bro, I have. Who hasn't freaking heard of this? I'm sick of it. What is it? Y'all are all being vague. I don't like how vague you're being. And I'm like, will you hop on a call with me? And she's like, yeah, sure. So she hops on a call with me. I see her husband in the background, her feral children running around in the background. She looks like a real person. Okay. She is a real person. And so I just asked her, I'm like, what the freak is it? What the freak are you doing? How the freak are you making money? And then she tells me, I've made $70,000 in 7 months. And I'm like, I'm sorry, excuse me, what did you just say to me? What you talking about, Willis? And she, by the grace of God, flipped her screen around and showed me what Simply Passive was and showed me what a quote stand store was and showed me what digital products are, because it all sounds like a bunch of buzzwords until you relate it to an actual like actionable item or a tangible thing that you can see, at least for my little ADHD brain. Okay. So that was the ticket for me. That was the make it or break it moment where I was like, okay, I have my podcast, I have my health and wellness business, and I have my digital products, and I have my affiliate marketing. This course, Simply Passive, not only can I take it and resell it for 100% profit, So I said, basically start with a high ticket or middle of the road ticket item to sell, a digital product to sell. It teaches me how to make the products, how to run the business, and how to market it on social media and how to sell it. So even if I never resold this course, it would help me with my ADHD planner, with my podcast, with my health and wellness business, and with everything I'm already doing. It would just piece the dots together and scale without taking sacrifice. Okay. That's like the whole point of digital marketing and passive income. Okay. Is I show up on social media every day and I'm sharing, and then people will buy if they want to buy it. I am not here to convince people. I am not here to drag people. I am here to drive people's curiosity so that they get real answers instead of just saying digital marketing isn't for me. So there, right there is where I found a gap. Some people, $387 is a ton of money. Even the $97 is a ton of money. What if they have no idea what it is? All these people are just trying to convince everyone that it's great. Well, yeah, why is it great? What do you do on a daily basis? And so that's what my whole At Your Bestie Bailey Instagram account is about. It's specifically about the who, what, when, where, and why I chose digital marketing to add to my income portfolio to diversify my income. I got lots of baskets, y'all. Mama got eggs in the baskets, okay? So I've got multiple streams of income because, well, hold on, back up. What I said about the gap, about $387 is a lot. I created a guide, a new beginner's guide to digital marketing for $7. I will link it in the show notes. Don't worry. And it's literally $7, y'all. I made this. I made this digital product teaching you exactly what digital marketing is. And then you can buy it, invest in it for $7. Then you can say, okay, is this for me? Let me read all through this. Let me see if I understand. And then if you want to hop on a call with me, I'm open to that. I'm totally open to like a one-on-one 15-minute Zoom call. I can send you a link. You reach out to me on either one of my social medias. If you have questions or if you're like weird about calls, then just shoot me a DM. It's literally no strings attached. I'm not here to convince you. I am letting you know that I have made $2,000 in the last 30 freaking days of digital marketing. And I am brand new to this. I have learned so much from the Simply Passive course, and I have been able to help other women start their own digital marketing business. And because I'm a very social person and I like to keep my hens in the basket, I don't know why I keep referencing eggs and baskets and hens and chickens and stuff, maybe because it's spring. I created a message thread for all my people that start this digital marketing journey with me. I create a message thread and keep you tight knit and say, hey, let's all work together. It's collaboration, not competition. Let's like do life together. Let's do business together and stay connected. And that doesn't benefit me in any way. Like, I don't make money off of you reselling Simply Passive. There's no like connection to me staying in connection with you. I just genuinely believe that we are better together, and it's just more fun to do life together. And when you're around other women who are lifting you up and calling you up to a new version, a stronger version of yourself every single day, it makes a freaking difference, okay? So those are the four ways: network marketing, affiliate marketing, digital marketing, and then the extension of number three, I'm calling it number four, is the Simply Passive course. Now, back to what I was saying about having your eggs in one basket. With network marketing and with affiliate marketing, your eggs are, you don't own the basket that your eggs are in, okay? So you keep depositing eggs. And if one day the affiliate program that you work for says, hey guys, we really appreciate everything you've done, but we no longer have an affiliate program, you either have to become an employee or only work for us, or the affiliate program's gone. That would suck, right? I mean, that would be like years of putting my eggs in this basket and then you just pulling the basket away and taking my eggs with it, right? Same with network marketing. We've heard time and time again that some companies, if you are not the right fit for them, or they deem it not the right fit, or maybe you worked the business and now you're just going to use the products and you no longer want to work the business, they can take your basket, bro, and they're going to take your eggs with it. Because it's a ruthless world out there. And so I'm just here to create awareness of the ways that I have diversified my income and made real cold, hard cash, guys. This is real. And if you want to have a conversation, I would definitely say if you're interested, check out my new beginner's guide to digital marketing for $7 in the show notes. But definitely go to my Instagram account for free value about how I'm doing this. I've created a bunch of like long form videos, short form videos, the highlights section on my Instagram. It has the who, what, when, where, why. It shows me turning around my screen and talking about Simply Passive. And it explains exactly what I do. But again, I know sometimes I got to be visual and audio about how this is. Like, you got to show me. I am willing to show you. Okay? So anyway, sorry it's taking me so long to get back here. Life has been insane, but it's Valentine's Day. I love you guys. Jesus loves you guys. And if you are thinking or getting like that nudge, that heartstring pull, that it's time to like pivot and put your eggs in a basket that you have control over, I'm your girl. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with me. If you're interested in any type of quick workouts, simple nutrition, and mindset of Christ-centered accountability, you can hit me up on Instagram at Basically Bailey's Best. But if you're interested in digital marketing, creating passive income for your family, you can hit me up on my specific new Instagram account called Your Bestie Bailey. Links in the show notes. Love you. Bye.